Time once again for WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. I'm Omar Fitou. I'm joined by Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
The Sabres' struggles on home ice continued Tuesday in a 7-4 loss to Florida. They were down 4-0 at one point. We saw a goalie change. They fought back but were never able to maintain any momentum. You called it one of their worst defeats of the season.
It really was. And they've had some bad defeats, especially at home, where they're a terrible, terrible home team for many different reasons. On Tuesday, they had a nice chance to make a statement win, so to speak. They had won some nice road games recently. They had a couple tough losses to Boston, but they got some points and played them very tough to the end. And against the Panthers, a team that's really become a heavyweight in the Atlantic Division, a team that I wouldn't be surprised if they went on a long playoff run. They really had a chance to earn one of their best victories this year, and they fell flat. It illustrates how far they have to go to play with the elite teams in the NHL, and they're not anywhere near that class right now. They've won one of their last 10 home games. They just don't play well at home, and if they're ever going to go anywhere, if they're ever going to make the playoffs again, they have to be a good home team.
Forward Ryan O'Reilly has been probably the Sabres' best player all year, but he's been struggling lately to put the puck in the net.
He's definitely been their best player, but he's in a big slump now. 13 straight games without a goal. He hasn't scored since January 8th. He has 5 points in his last 4 games, but he was a -4 Tuesday against the Panthers, and he's notoriously hard on himself. I don't think I've ever seen a hockey player tougher on himself. You talk to him after a loss in November, and he sounds like he just lost Game 7 in the playoffs. And he's taking this tough. He expects a lot out of himself. And I asked Dan Bylsma Wednesday if he's just told Ryan O'Reilly to relax and take a deep breath, and he said he has. And I don't think that's Ryan O'Reilly's style, but I think it would do him some good right now.
One bright spot continues to be the play of Sam Reinhart. He had 2 goals the other night, now 16 on the season. We heard a lot about his high hockey IQ prior to him being drafted 2 years ago. He's really showing that intelligence on the ice this season.
He certainly has. His development, as we've spoken about in past shows, has been just very, very rapid this year. And one thing we've seen him do is he's become a terrific net front presence. Many players his size don't go to the front of the net, don't pay the price, don't know the little nuances of how they have to position themselves. It's been a new role for him this year, and he's done it terrifically. Most of his goals aren't very flashy. They've been around the net, and you've really seen how he thinks the game on a different level. Just little plays, little bounce passes, little moves he makes in front of the net that make him such an elite talent.
Well, Reinhart was the number 2 overall pick, as was Jack Eichel. Buffalo is near the bottom of the NHL standings once again, and if they stay there, they'll be in a position for another high draft pick this summer.
Most people thought the Sabres would probably miss the playoffs and be in the draft lottery again, but I don't think many people thought they would be right at the bottom of the league like they've been in recent weeks. And if they remain there, they'll have a very good chance at one of the top picks this year. And there's another great guy, Austin Matthews, that will go number 1 overall, an Arizona native who's playing in Switzerland as a 17-year-old this year and doing very, very well. But despite the Sabres' struggles, and they've been very bad at times this year, at the same time, they've had their moments, and they've been pretty resilient. And they do have some top NHL talent. And it still wouldn't surprise me if they went on a little run and were able to get up to 23rd or 24th or move up a few spots and kind of get out of those lottery odds where they would have a very good chance at one of those top picks.
Sabres are in Philadelphia tonight, the first of 3 games in the next 4 days. We'll talk again next week on Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.